Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together. Welcome to the Simply Wholehearted podcast with Amy Wicks, your wholehearted life and business coach. You should know this podcast will inspire you to grow in self-awareness, be passionate about your faith, and get clear on your calling. If you are new here, then welcome to a community of multi-passionate women who love to go deep on topics like faith, Enneagram, relationships, leadership, and community. This conversation might provide the step you need to make the change you desire. So, let's get started. You've heard all about the controversy. Together, we have debunked some myths. You've learned about some benefits. And now, well, we're going to talk about what is dangerous about the Enneagram. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. All right, sounds a little more dramatic than it needs to be, but here's the deal. Include or deem that the Enneagram is inherently evil, there is still room for it to be dangerous. So I thought today I would outline 5 possible dangers to your spiritual growth and your relationships if you use the Enneagram in a certain way. Are you ready to dive in? Let's get right to it. Danger number 1, you allow the Enneagram to bring division. In the classic debate, or what now feels classic, of whether or not believers should use the Enneagram, I have chosen to engage very carefully and cautiously because the Enneagram is not the focus of a Christ follower, or what Simply Wholehearted is all about. My mission of not only of my coaching and my podcast, but myself personally, is to follow the greatest commandment and compel others to follow the same. And for the record, if you don't know what it is, let me read to you Matthew 22:37 through 39 in the Passion Translation. Jesus answered him, "Love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. This is the great and supreme commandment. And the second is like it in its importance. You must love your friend in the same way you love yourself." We need to love our neighbor and not let the Enneagram divide us. It is acceptable for someone to conclude that the Enneagram is just not for them. In fact, as I've listened to podcasts, debates, and read through various articles concerned about the use of the Enneagram, I've discerned that exploring this typology may not serve some believers. Depending on their unique and personal history, religious background, and current spiritual health, the Enneagram might be a distraction and take their focus off their main purpose, loving God and loving others as themselves. I think it's worth stating here, even though I said it just a few weeks ago, I think for some people, using the Enneagram is like an alcoholic going to a bar. It's just not worth stepping into the face of such a temptation, something that could distract them and take them away from, well, their first love and the path of growth that they are on. Danger number 2, the Enneagram replaces the priority of the gospel in your life. If you use the Enneagram for more than what it is intended, it could be potentially harmful. The Enneagram itself does not provide greater truth than the Word of God. Instead, I believe we are invited to hold everything up to the Word of God and decide what is or what is not acceptable. The Enneagram does shine a light on where you fall short and it could cause you to approach salvation in a fresh and proud way. This is wonderful. It can help us change the things that we haven't been aware of. However, the Enneagram itself does not free you. That is the work of gospel and Christ alone. Replacing your time in the Word or prayer in the study of the Enneagram could be detrimental to spiritual growth. Our Savior is always first. I love talking about what it looks like to engage in contemplative practice and rhythms that enhance our spiritual walk. I've even utilized the Enneagram to help individuals understand their unique step of transformation and really what their upstream practice is so they can experience more of God's love. So believe me when I say we don't ever want the Enneagram to replace the priority of the gospel. Danger number 3, you use your personality type as an excuse to behave badly. There are a plethora of memes, jokes, and social comments lamenting about each type's pitfall and negative attributes. And I've even heard friends and acquaintances brush off their actions with a quip, "Well, I'm just an Enneagram, whatever, right? I just can't help myself." But a sin is a sin. Rudeness is a rudeness. Bad behavior is bad behavior, whether it's our personality tendency or not. Now, there are two common issues along these lines. The first is when someone sees the way the Enneagram describes their deadly sin or struggle and then is filled with shame. This is not helpful, beneficial, or biblical. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul asked God to remove the thorn in his flesh, and God responded, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." And Paul's response to God is, "So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." And we find that Paul speaks to this again in Romans 8:26 with the assurance that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. These scriptures are just two of many that invite us to understand our weaknesses so Christ may help us in the midst of them. Now, the second pitfall is using your personality as a license to behave badly. If you use the information you've learned about yourself and you continue to use it as a crutch or as an excuse for a behavior, you have missed the mark. As Peter writes to us, as God's loving servants, you should live in complete freedom, but never use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. You are not stuck with the personality you have. When you use the Enneagram in a biblical context, the goal is to become more like Jesus and free from what hinders you. Remember, your starting point doesn't have to be your stuck point. I don't think it's necessarily dangerous to do nothing with your self-awareness, but I am of the opinion that once you are aware of your pitfalls, you are now responsible. Danger number 4. You become obsessed with self-contemplation. As fun and exciting as it is to learn about yourself, if the only thing you are learning focuses on all the things about your personality type, you run the risk of what I like to call navel-gazing. And that means being self-absorbed, just looking inward all the time. If your use of the Enneagram becomes excessive self-contemplation, you miss the gift of the wider view it offers. When you begin to dwell on your own thoughts, problems, or facts, you can lose touch with reality and the value of community because you're caught up in your own self, in your own mind. If you find yourself only skimming through books, memes, and websites to find all the info on your personality, you're missing the gift of living wholeheartedly, loving God and others. We have all had that friend who only talks about themselves and lacks curiosity about others. Instead, I am all about inviting you to be the kind of person who takes the time to learn about how others view the world. What is going on in their life? How do they think? How do they feel? What are their desires and longings? The gift of learning about all 9 types is that it broadens your understanding of the rest of the world, and most importantly, those who are closest to you. Gaining insight on how others think, feel, or respond truly grows compassion and love for others. I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth saying again. And Philippians 2:4 reminds us not to just look out for our own interest, but to also take an interest in others. Yes, it is important to learn about yourself, but it's even better to learn about those closest to you. Danger number 5. You suddenly feel it's your duty to tell others their Enneagram type. I confess, I am guilty of watching movies or a television series and contemplating what Enneagram type each character is. I've even recorded a few lighthearted podcast episodes on said topic. I've also made assumptions and typed those with whom I observe and interact. But I use restraint to practice what I preach, and I don't label others in a pointed manner. In short, don't assign a type to each other. Don't type one another. Don't assume you know someone else's personality and then use it as a weapon. Yes, have conversations about your personality type, and if asked, have a hearty discussion about motivations and communication styles to help people understand their Enneagram. Your spouse, friends, or family might be slower to the self-awareness process and need more time to consider it. They may just not be as interested or have a lot going on, and it just feels like too much to dive in. Of course, in the meantime, you might have a strong idea of what their personality is, but don't operate on assumptions, because we cannot know a person's internal motivations. That is up to each individual to discern. In my coaching services, I outline the different communication styles that can help you better engage with your loved ones without needing to determine their Enneagram type. Okay, I hope that you've enjoyed all the different episodes in this portion of what the Enneagram is, what it's not, and how it might benefit you. Maybe there's some questions that you've had and they were answered. Maybe you still have some left to answer. Either way, I'm super grateful that you've been going on this journey with me. If for some reason you haven't picked up on the fact before, I want to be clear here. I do believe this dream is wide enough and safe enough for Christians to practice and draw meaning from the Enneagram. But if for some crazy reason I had to choose Jesus or the Enneagram, I would pick Jesus without hesitation. I know there is so much more to learn, and I'm excited to be on this journey with you. I have more fantastic conversations just like this headed your way. We're going to explore more about the typing journey, how to figure out your type, what do you do if you can't figure out your type, and how do you navigate mistyping or misassigning of numbers. There's so much more like that and more to come here in the coming months, and we're going to have a ton of fun during another summer in the Enneagram. In the meantime, if you're looking for more resources like this, be sure to check the show notes for either more episodes, videos, books, and yeah, just lots of different resources to help you on your wholehearted journey. Now, if you found this episode helpful and beneficial, I would love for you to share it with others. And of course, take time to give this episode and podcast a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, friend, continue to pursue God's perspective, purpose, and plans for your simply wholehearted life.